brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals, congratulating America's team, the Baltimore Orioles, for destroying Canada. We're your Yankee Doodle Daddy.
Big voice got to do that one.
Yeah, we do.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. We are the Morning Animals on 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal.
All right. So, I think with all the Cale Gundy, Brent Venables discussion, we needed a... I mean, Phil, you said you needed a palate cleanser for some of our earlier discussions. Well, I think we need a college football palate cleanser talking point, because
one of them, they'll give you a Bob Stoops half chuckle.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, this Cale Gundy stuff, it's more, I mean, it's serious, and it's not the fun stuff we love about college football, right? It's the stuff none of us have liked talking about. There's, this for 2 days.
We don't like to see brothers at odds either.
No, I mean, we don't.
You don't want to see Cale Gundy and Brent Venables at odds. You just don't want that.
No, and we just don't. I mean, it's not a fun thing to get into, and like, it's someone losing their job, and we weren't in the room, so we don't really know exactly how it happened. So, yeah. I mean, we have an idea about how it happened. But the fun stuff that we love about college football, well, games. Well, we don't have those. So the next best thing in college football are polls. Polls have been a part of our life for a long time, and speculation. So that's what we're going to do right here, Phil. We're going to speculate on how these teams are going to end up.
You have 3 weeks and a day before actual real games happen here in the great state. So, polls are it.
I like this. We should call the segment, Let's Get a Look at Curtis's Poll.
Definitely not my poll, okay, pal? I would not give Texas a first-place vote.
By the way,
my poll does not include Texas.
I want to thank T-Bag for the off-mic chuckle.
He did. He had a Bob Stoops half-chuckle there, yes.
Anyway, show us your poll.
Alabama, number one. Again, Spinoza, you mentioned this. You could just... And Coach Jones talks about this all the time. You throw the names in a hat, and 20 years from now, you can look back, and you're probably going to get roughly the same number of teams. You know, for the most part, a pretty good handle on how the college football poll is going to look every single year in the preseason.
I said today you could probably find any random college football fan, really good college football fan who pays attention to everything, and say, close your eyes right now, and I'm going to give you 7 picks to pick the top 6. And I think almost every college football fan could probably get – at least 5 of those 6. I'm going to say at least 5 of those 6, and maybe 6 of those.
If you just expanded it and you said, hey, here, give me a top 10, you could hit on 70%.
I would think you'd do pretty well. You would do very, very well.
So you're going to have Alabama. They're the preseason number one. And I don't have a problem with this. You say Georgia because they're the defending champs.
You're the champ until somebody knocks you off.
Why not, right? So, and they got 6 first-place votes, but they check in at number 3. So it's Alabama by a wide margin. As Nick Saban said, it was a rebuilding year last year.
And then
he went and stole
the best players everywhere that USC didn't steal them from.
And he already has the best offensive and defensive players in the country on his team. They could be the number one and number two picks in the entire draft. Will Anderson and Bryce Young, who won the Heisman last year.
Pretty good.
Dominant players, right? Both sides of the ball. Ohio State 2. I got C.J. Stroud back. Bunch of receivers again. Georgia 3. Clemson 4. Interesting because, you know, they struggled a little bit last year, but it still ended up winning 10 games. So that was a great coaching job by Brent Venables and Dabo Swinney, but guess who's not there anymore?
That's exactly right. You lost your defense guy. I mean, you lost your defensive guy, which has been a strength. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and their offensive coordinator. So
yeah, not a lot of teams coming back with all new coordinators are usually that good.
Notre Dame, number 5, brand new head coach, Marcus Freeman, who, you know, the last time we saw them, OSU beat them.
Yeah, I mean, once you get past 3, I just think it's just seriously. It's a mishmash of a lot of teams that you could put forth.
And then Michigan, who was in the Final Four last year at number 6, A&M at 7. They could have been in the Final Four.
They're a curiosity. They're a real curiosity this year.
As long as Jimbo Fisher and that collective is going strong, they're always – A&M is now a bona fide preseason top 10 threat. Every single year, a threat to win – the SEC West, as long as Nick Saban's there, it's going to be hard. But they're always going to be a threat as long as that group is still funneling money into that program. And here's the team I would put. Utah is number 8. I would have had, honestly, Utah number 4.
I was going to say, if you put them 5th, I mean, I wouldn't have a word to say to you. Listen, that's a good football team. And if you go around the country, we talk about Bryce Young. We talk about, is it C.J. Stroud? Is he Ohio State?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously those are the two names that we think, I mean, top of mind. There are great quarterbacks all over the country. North Carolina State's got a great quarterback. Cameron Rising at Utah is really good. I mean, they put up a ton of points last year with that offense, so you don't expect any drop-off there. And Utah, when I look at the Pac-12, I'm like, who's going to get them? USC? Maybe Oregon? I don't think anybody else. Nobody else in that conference, I mean, makes me sweat for even a second, so they could run the table.
Yeah, they could.
And they could be a playoff team right now. I mean, going into season, yeah. I think they could be a playoff team. Let me look at their non-conference schedule, see if anybody's
They play
there.
Florida, so, okay. I mean, they, okay, so they're far, not going to okay, run roughshod over that schedule. But, and San Diego State is their third. That's a really good. San Diego State's legit. That's a tough schedule. I'm not, but I believe in their team. They get USC at home. At UCLA, UCLA's not going to be bad. Chip Kelly's got them going. You know, he's been there long enough.
I just think they're better than everybody else in that conference.
No, they are, but that's going to be a nice little test at the beginning. And two of their first three games are at Florida.
Yeah, Florida
and
with new
San
head coach.
Diego State. I'll tell you, San Diego State is – they're going to win a lot of football games. A lot of football games.
It's probably in Utah, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you typically go to a San Diego State.
But –
That's a good team, and I expect a lot of them.
Good schedule, and that's going to be a nice test.
I would not be surprised if they were in the Final Four this year.
Me neither. Oklahoma number 9, Baylor 10, OSU 11, and the real surprise, not that Texas is number 18, but that Texas got a first-place vote. The teams that got a first-place vote, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, the big three we've talked about, and Texas. Texas got a first place vote. Now, you know, there were some funny thoughts that maybe Brent Venables gave him a first place vote just to troll them a little bit. Brent Venables does not have a first place. He didn't have a vote. So that
maybe he's got a friend who had a vote.
Steve Sarkisian did not vote for them because he doesn't have a vote. So somebody, one of these coaches
there's
voted.
There's a wiseacre out there.
Texas, yes. And
again, Texas lost 6 of their last 7 games, got beat by Kansas.
Beat by Kansas.
Same Kansas team. Same Texas team.
I believe
that. With a brand new quarterback. He's got a name, but he's not proven one single thing on a football field in college ever.
Quinn Ewers, yeah, could be great.
Could be horrible.
We don't know. Could be
their
average.
Offensive line might suck, and he might just get beaten half to death.
Yeah. Like Arch Manning is not walking through that door just yet. He will. He's not yet. So it's all on Quinn Ewers. There's no way that anybody with a right mind would have put Texas number 1. Clearly, it's either a joke or they weren't paying attention or they're just like, see, we're just going to do this every year and eventually someone's going to be right about Texas.
Texas win more than half your games and then I'll talk about it.
Also surprising to me a little bit, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because OU has the brand name, but Baylor was the preseason pick to win the Big 12 Conference, but Baylor is behind Oklahoma. So you got different voters, different criteria, and coaches, you know, they look at
brand names. I just think coaches, exactly. Coaches just look at the helmet. Okay, Oklahoma's going to be good. But Baylor, listen, I mean, anybody, if you discount them in any way, 7 returning starters on both offense and defense, and they added a defensive tackle out of Tulsa, so they're going to be better up front on defense. He's got it going down there.
Well,
if he rips off another championship this year, I won't be shocked in the least.
I would have put Baylor, OSU, OU as my order, a pecking order in the Big 12. But OU's got a nice favorable schedule. You look at where their tough games are, they're at home. So OU, I think, you know, has more question marks than both those teams, but I think their schedule plays well for them. So I think that's what could benefit them.
They're getting a good challenge out of conference. That trip to Nebraska is a really good challenge.
That's a really tough. I'm talking about the conference schedule only. Nebraska's going to be tough.
Yeah, before they get those conference games, that's a really good test to see where they are.
Sure.
We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. We do have a chance for rain today, Curtis.
Okay.
Don't just let it be gray today. If you're going to be gray, rain.
Yeah.
Hey, annoying gray days.
Way to go, Curtis.
Attack the day, though.
40% chance of rain today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of around 93, currently 77 at 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.